Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recording into a microphone.
Recording into one microphone.
Welcome to the future.
Hello. I can't do the old BBC voice.
Welcome to a new
BBC
form.
No, what was the BBC voice?
Hello, I'm Eamon Holmes, but without a Welsh accent.
Hello, I'm Eamon Holmes.
And today...
I'm eating a sofa.
I'm not Irish, I'm somewhere else.
Unfortunately, the reason you can hear all this Foley work... is because, listen to that, is because one of our microphones broke just as we began to record.
Mighty Morphin Podcast Rangers, yeah!
So, as always, I'm Ross Drummond.
As always, I'm Ali Plum.
That's not changed.
Nope.
But what has changed is the sound quality.
We've morphed two mics.
Yeah. And not unlike the build quality of the products that we bought as children.
Yep.
It's broken.
It's broken, yeah, it's broken. Mm. So we've turned two mics into one, one podcast into one,
to and become one.
Two voices into mono. Listening, you are to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And it sounds a bit echoey, and I only apologise, but what we're going to talk about today is, as you just said there earlier,
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Scouts. Mighty Morphin Power Scouts.
Which was a TV show that went live from 1993 until seemingly forever.
Well... I wanted to talk to you about this because technically, if we wanted to, we could string this out.
Do you reckon?
Into separate podcasts, because Mighty Morphin Power Rangers ran from 1993 to 1995.
When did Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers run?
That was 1996.
To
1996.
Correct. Followed by
Zeo.
Power Rangers Zeo.
Suck it, Zeo. Now, when I'm not interested.
You're probably wondering, how long did that last for? Well, from 1996 until 1996.
So basically every season they rebranded because it meant they could do a whole new range of toys, a whole new range of everything.
Power Rangers Turbo, you're probably wondering, when was that on?
They probably go quite quick, don't they?
You're probably thinking, could it be in the same year again? No, 1997. But it also ended in 1997.
Oh, nightmare.
What was that followed by after 1997? So we just had Turbo. What could be after Turbo?
Well, they're going pretty fast now, so they probably can get out of the galaxy. Well, space!
Space. Power Rangers in space.
And are we still in the 90s in this one?
We are at 1998.
See, we can do all of these.
Guess which year this ended? 1998.
Isn't that weird? Can you imagine if you watched a TV show and every series it was just a whole new
name? It's like Red Dwarf 1, 2, 3, 4. They always put like a number on the end, right? So this is that, but in space, or as we get to after in space.
It's like a band putting out a new album. It's the same band, but they change their name after every album. It's so confusing.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
U2 in space.
U3, U4.
Rio.
It'd be a nightmare organising the iTunes library of that band. That would annoy me.
If Power Rangers was an iTunes library, it would need four wikis just to analyse its wiki.
Yeah.
After Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, that was between 1999 and 1999, we come to the 2000s, which we're about to ignore, which was Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
I mean, they really are struggling now, aren't they?
February 12th, 2000 to November the 18th, 2000.
So they got really fast, went into space... Went so fast...
Lost Galaxy.
That they got lost, and then somebody had to come rescue them.
Then, of course, they had to go through another dimension, the dimension of time. Classic. It's Power Rangers Time Force.
Time Force.
Which lasts from 2001 to 2001. Then there was Power Rangers
Fuck me.
Wild Force, which went from 2002 to 2002. Woo! Then there was Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Don't you hate it when you go into a storm and it's full of fucking ninjas?
This time of year, ladies and gentlemen, wrap up your coats.
Wrap them up into a big bag.
Ninja Storm is coming. Ninja Storm is coming.
But if you thought Ninja Storms were bad, you're going to be fucking petrified of shit. Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder, Power Rangers Dino Thunder came out in 2004 and ended in 2004. What was that followed by? It's bigger than words. It's an initialed one. Power Rangers SPD, which turns Power Rangers into police detectives.
Jesus Christ.
Because why wouldn't you? Then, after SPD... So that was in 2005, SPD. Sure. After that, you get Mystic Force. I don't think we've sworn this early.
I'm annoyed.
We're in...
Stop it.
Finally, Power Rangers. Power Rangers Mystic Force.
By this then point, it's not Saban anymore. He's gone. Saban's done.
He's probably died.
Because he...
Operation Overdrive, that was 2007.
This is ridiculous.
Jungle Fury was in 2008.
Jungle Fury.
Then there was, in 2009, RPM. Which
revolutions per minute,
which was about cars. Essentially, it was the Fast and Furious version of the old Power Rangers. Finally, they went, you know what, this is getting silly. Yeah. Let's do it with Samurai. And then it was Mega Force. And then
it's still good,
was
isn't it?
Dino Charge. And Dino Charge is basically where we're at right now. Dino Charge started in February the 7th, 2015. And I will bet you big money it will end this year.
You reckon?
Today's podcast is brought to you by...
Oh, that sounded great.
Wow.
That's going to sound great.
Should we do another podcast where you're just opening alcohol?
That would be good. We'll just review drinks that went out of date in the 90s and see how they taste.
Yeah.
And we'll die at the end, and that'd probably make a lot of people happy.
So we're going to be concentrating mainly on the first season.
First season.
So there were three of the original incarnation of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Before they lost their mind and continually changed the name of the program.
Mighty Morphin, with no apostrophe, because grammar be damned. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Not to be confused with morphine.
Which some people
some did.
Some did,
and they banned it. They were like, you can't be called
when
that.
When they revisioned this back in Japan. So basically, the premise of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is that there was a TV series...
In Japan
that had been going on for years and years and years and years and years.
I love this as well. I love the premise of this. I love the idea that there's still TV shows in Japan that no one's ever heard of that are just so mental... That somebody can go, you know what, if we just take out all the dialogue and make our own.
But there's a TV show they're called Super Sentai series.
Yeah.
And that's
sort of like stock footage they basically bought.
They basically bought the stock footage and the rights to merchandise and sell these characters. And it was five people in yellow, pink,
red,
black, green,
blue.
Red, blue, cheese, white. Grey, off grey,
mauve Ranger's my favourite.
Ecru, cyan,
pastille,
claret and blue.
Then there's obviously
blood
Pantones.
Yep,
Power Ranger Pantone
was a hell of a franchise.
That's great.
That really went well.
Yeah, I love that one.
The Dulux tie-in was really worth it.
Oh yeah, that dog morphed into a big robot.
The dog. The amazing thing about the dog that transformed into a bigger dog was that the dog then combined with other household pets to become a mega goldfish.
Mighty Morphin Power Dulux.
Dogs. So let's do the theme tune, because it's really important that we just... I mean, to get into...
You need to get into it. Now, this is quite long.
What the hell we're talking about. You need the theme tune, because it says so much about the show in just a few short words.
I'm going to crank it, but what I'm probably going to do is...
Crank it?
I'll bed it in, so you get a real treat. Of when you come to, we'll put it in so you guys can hear it properly because it deserves its own. Yeah, that carries on for a long
time. Can I give you a couple of...
That's an hour mix version of that.
Incidental facts about that.
Go on.
That was performed by Ron Wasserman. Not performed by, it was written by Ron Wasserman.
Rocked out by.
And it was, of course, also sung by Ron Wasserman. Yeah. But most importantly, it was produced by a man called Ron Neverlaid.
Well, I'm pretty sure his namesake reversed after they heard that song.
Because that is, there's some feisty licks.
Pants fucking explode when, if you play that with a honey.
With one.
If you're in a room with a honey,
yeah.
And you put that in a cassette deck, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Go Go Power Rangers. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. They'll be taking off their secret identity helmets.
Secret identity helmets.
That's what I call them.
Yep.
So in the original lineup of Go Go Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin, Morphin, Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah. So who have we got?
Hit me.
You got Jason, the Red Ranger. I'm gonna refer, are we doing their full names? Jason Lee Scott, the Red Ranger. And he was like, you're alright, he's like a jock.
Oh,
classic.
No, good luck attaching characters to all of them. Go. Yep, that is a classic jock, go on.
Kimberly Ann Hart, she's the Pink Ranger. And she was like, she goes out with the jock. She's like in love with Jason.
Who does? Who isn't?
Well, yeah. Billy Cranston, the Blue Ranger, portrayed by David Yost.
Whilst we remember this, Brian Cranston does show up as the voice of some evil guys.
Yeah, sidebar.
So that's a sidebar. Do not confuse Billy Cranston, the character, with Brian
Cranston. With Brian Cranston. It's just a coincidence, I think we call that.
I'd say.
Now, we'll talk more about David Yost. There's some slander attached to that. Controversy. But anyway, now, we've got the Black Ranger. He's played by Zach Taylor. African-American gentleman.
Unfortunately, the Black Ranger was in the black suit, and I don't want to be too rude here. I mean, I'm not being rude.
I mean,
it's not racist. I'm not being racist. I'm pointing out how they should have thought
about
this.
Oh, it's so lazy, because they go the Yellow Ranger, and that's Trini Kwan.
Who's
of an Oriental descent.
Yep. So, good job, Power Rangers. Yeah, apparently, they didn't realise.
I mean, who didn't realise? Are you fucking kidding me?
They, the producers, didn't realise until the 10th episode of the first season. Quick question, do you know how many episodes were in the first season?
Like 50?
Correct!
Yeah.
50!
50! Because that's how many episodes they bought. So they're like, well, we have to make 50 episodes.
No. They would actively reuse fights. Not only did they obviously reuse the fights from the Super Sentai series, but, you know, every single time the Zords, you know, the massive robots that kind of joined together, right? Yep. Whenever they did that, that was the same startup.
The same fight over and over again.
What this show becomes, which when you're nine means the world, is montage porn. It is unbelievable power-up montage porn. It's like...
It's great.
Every moment in an action movie where someone puts all the bullets in the gun and then puts bullets around the neck, puts grenades, and then they put on their suits and then they put on their helmet and then they put on their gloves and they put on the fucking bandana and then they put on their little ankle bracelet and then they put on their earbuds and then they put on their fucking moustache with a pencil and then they put on the fake eyebrows.
Yep.
It's that to electric rock super ridiculous...
Yeah.
Buttons flash and it hits all the big things. Like, they do dinos, they do samurai, obviously. Yeah. They do like mega lizard monsters, like every cool thing. The only thing they don't do is pirates.
Well,
they have episodes.
So they have sea. They have the sea because the Green Ranger, because remember, the Green Ranger is originally a baddie.
Yes. There's lots of back and forth. The Green Ranger becomes good, and then there's an evil version, and they take a statue, and the statue gets turned into a clone of the evil Ranger. To give you, in a bite-sized, hour-long podcast, any sense of what actually happens in the plot is ridiculous. But these are five teenagers with attitude.
They're angry.
That they're summoned by
Zordon.
A benevolent Zordon, who's this interdimensional being trapped in a time warp. He's the wise mentor of the Rangers, who also bestows their powers. 10,000 years ago, Zordon led the fight against the forces of evil, particularly Rita, who was the first big bad guy. She's
fucking not
ridiculous. She has
so
this,
annoying.
She's just unbelievably annoying.
Shrill cackle. Now, it says there, Zordon was trapped in a time warp. Does that mean he's just trapped listening to the song Time Warp from Rocky Horror?
That would make sense.
Okay.
In fact, in this show, this will make more sense than the actual show. But you see him as a kind of Patrick...
He looks a bit like...
From what's the name? Games Master.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
when it's the floaty white
hair. Yeah, he does like that. he looks also a bit like in the Star Wars before they CGI'd him out. What Darth Vader looks like before when he has his mask blown.
I second that. Yeah, that's well observed.
Thank you.
He looks like a half cooked egg floating down a clear pipe.
He looks like shit.
He doesn't look great. He has a little robot buddy called Alpha 5, who is a spaceship attached to some tubes. And he just says, like, oh my god, look at this!
He, like, moves his hands more than any person or thing ever has. Like, he walks with his hands.
That's because he's a multifunctional semi-sentient automaton from Endanoi. Then there are the two other biggest characters in the show, the comic relief, the Laurel and Hardy.
You loved him. You were like, Alice sent me the link. He's like, remind me to bring this link up later.
It's the Wikipedia page for the comic relief characters, who are the two goofballs. And I want to point this out. Punk bullies in this show, because this show was so wholesome.
They love, it was like, so wholesome. Social distortion, the Black Flag.
All of these five, like, kids with attitude were the least attitude kids ever. Yeah. They were, like, hunger drives, raising money for charities, looking after homeless people.
They were like, no one you know is like that.
They were so, so nice.
If you know anyone that's like a Power Ranger, tweet at us. 99's podcast.
Like a proper, proper Boy Scout.
I don't know anyone that's like this.
But it was just, they were unbelievable. But anyway, they were these two ridiculous goofballs.
Yeah.
Punk bullies at their school. Oh, by the way, all these teenagers couldn't be a day over 28. So here are their bullies, the people bullying them, are two basically, one's fat, one's thin, idiots. Farkas Bulkmeyer and Eugene Skull Skullovich. Mr. Bulkmeyer, Mr. Skullovich.
Sure.
That took a while to think of. They all go, these kids all go to Angel Grove High School.
Angel Grove, now it's a place of...
California.
It is one of the... most homoerotic places in the world. Like, Power Rangers is super gay.
Which is, well, I think, yeah. I mean...
I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it's like, it's great. But it's like, dudes sweaty, fighting each other.
It's lots of slappy, spandex, punchy, silly nonsense.
Yep.
But in a great way, like...
Ponytails.
I was saying before we turned on the microphone, literally the microphone.
Yeah, we didn't.
I said, I remember this show to be crazy. Like, I remember it being utterly off the planet, but not, like, honestly, you watch it like you're having some kind of fever dream.
I absolutely loved it.
It watches you.
But I absolutely loved it.
As a kid.
Loved it. Like...
Do you remember loving it?
It was on CITV during school holidays. I remember the first time they ever played it. I remember.
Wow.
Because it was half term, and we were moving, and between houses, we lived in basically a trailer, like we lived in a caravan, a static caravan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the most white trash kid, loving Power Rangers. I remember I just being like, first time I watched, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It is incredible. Because it was on after GMTV. So we sit through GMTV with my mum, sit through fucking Lorraine, then here's the sweet payoff, Power Rangers. And it was incredible. And I remember getting all the toys. I was, you know...
It was meant to be quite controversial for being a bit too violent.
It's very violent.
For kids. Looking at it now, like, that is not the reason why you should not like it. Like, the idea of going, oh, it's too violent, is...
Yeah.
No. It's just far too hyperactive. It's
mental.
It's like inhaling sherbet through your eyes.
Cocaine, just cocaine.
It's a lot of kid cocaine.
It's like coke, yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's a sweet packet shook all over your head. It's unbelievably full. Ah! You can see kids staring at the screen.
Yeah.
Just transfixed because they're half scared, half loving it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was violent, but I did think some stuff was maybe a bit scary. Like, there's the Rita is the big bad in the first season. The second season, her boss is this guy called Zed, and he essentially has an exposed brain.
It's like his muscle. It's like he's been in an acid.
His skin has been flayed off, is what it looks like.
It's just all muscle.
It's a bit gross, actually. And he's got this big spike coming out the top of his forehead. They complained about him being too scary looking.
He was pretty scary.
And they softened him by having him marry Rita, when of course Rita came back. So they married.
Can't get rid of her.
And if you think, oh, that's a bit dumb, just don't even... Honestly, everyone dies and comes back. There are bad clothes of everyone.
No one can die. It's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Except for the Force, when they just go away and they get replaced by new Power Rangers.
Well, yeah.
A lot of the people... I think it was in the second season where three Power Rangers had a money dispute because you can just
tell they weren't getting paid any money. If you look up, when we were doing the research for this, it's like they worked 6:30 a.m., 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. And they like got paid like minimum wage because they were just kids. They were just like, hey, do you want to be on TV?
It's a gig, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a credit. And this is like an instantly popular show. This wasn't like, oh, you know, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Imagine the pitch to the studio. We're going to recycle footage, stock footage from Japan.
We've got half a TV show ready.
We will compile another half
three
TV
quarters
show,
of it,
even. And it doesn't matter how crap it looks because no one gives a shit. They just want to see the robots.
They even like all of Zordon. I think they did that in one day, like for the whole first series. You don't see his mouth move.
They would top up the good guys and bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, to make it look like, but some they didn't have the suits. For the big robots.
Yeah, exactly.
So they could top up, you know, Zed as much as they wanted to. It's just, yeah. But they said, yeah, of course, yeah, make it because it costs so little. But then it became humongously big. And then the toys were everywhere.
I don't think they ever made a penny out of all that either, though.
The kids. I bet not, no. Because if there's ever an example of a character being bigger than the actor, it's this. Compare this to Avengers, where Robert Downey Jr. kind of owns the character, shall we say. I was joking earlier. Oh, classic red, is it?
I don't know.
Classic yellow? No.
Well, the Yellow Ranger was a man, and the person in the Yellow Ranger outfit, when they filmed it in Japan, this is a man.
And it's this...
Asian lady.
Which is great.
Who passed away. She died in a car crash in 2001.
That's horribly sad.
It is sad, isn't it?
That's really awful. Green, I think, was everyone's favourite, because most plots revolved around
him. He played a flute.
Did he? Oh, yes, he did a flute sword! Yes! It wasn't a sword, it was a dagger.
It was like a dagger... It's like
he's summoning
again,
a robot.
It's so lame
with a dagger.
Summon a robot. It's like, hey, can you imagine you're in a fight? You're like, listen, I'm gonna get my mate. Then wait till my big brother comes here. I'll get him right now.
He's wearing pajamas.
I'm gonna kick your ass. And then through the sea, cut to footage. And the footage was always like the quality of the footage. It's like watching TV show, and every so often it's like it's a bit like watching
Doctor Who.
Well, I don't like Doctor Who, but
sub podcast.
It's like Home Improvement, you know, like Jeremy Beale, where it's like, you know, high end TV production and then home video.
Yeah, well,
that's what like watching Power Rangers.
Yeah, but
like,
I think it's a very good analysis because, you know, You've Been Framed was never the high quality footage ever. It was never like, oh my god, this is such high quality ITV studio stuff.
Yeah.
But compared to the wrinkly, crackly, you know, wax cylinder video footage they had, it was nothing. But yeah, and they would play this over and over and over. And it was brilliant. And I actually, rewatching it, felt the same buzz of if they ever did change the power up, like how they assembled the robots and when they went to dino mode, I'd be like, what?
What?
No, I want the same.
Give me
the same.
It's like TV for kids with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Just don't change.
Don't change. Don't ever change.
There are legions of fans that love this for its badness. Like they honestly, you think, oh, is it an ironic love? Well, no, I don't think it's possible to love this.
I think it was also like,
you can't love it seriously.
One of the first, for me as a kid, is like the first of like, what's the word?
Franchise, toy tie-in.
And it was new, like...
Because it was new for us, because it was 93 when it...
Yeah, and like, when you think about stuff like Action Man or stuff when you're growing up, we talked about Mighty Max when we did the Christmas. Like, that was... Mighty Max the Greatest was new. Power Rangers is new.
Was new, yeah.
It was for me, it was for my generation. I could play on it at SNES.
Oh, yeah, you had the game,
I had the Game Boy game.
What was the Game Boy game like? What happened in it?
This is just a...
shooter or side-scrolling
side scrolling platform you had to punch and kick and had to play a win at the end! That's what you sound like, isn't it?
No, it's actually remarkably close.
It hurts to my voice.
Hurts to remember
her. And all those guys. The Clay dudes. And then there was the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. I saw that in the cinema.
You saw it in the cinema?
Fuck yeah. Aberdeen. My cousin Kelly took me to see that.
Your cousin Kelly?
Yeah, she's a lady.
Oh my god, there was a tie-in for the game.
Oh, yeah, of course
for the movie.
I mean, it was like the old that this was the start of
tie-in,
just exploiting toys, everything.
It actually looks pretty good on the Super NES.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, that's what I call this NES. The reception. The four reviewers of Electronic Gaming Monthly considered the game a mediocre Final Fight clone.
I mean, it is. You just walk around kicking, but your leg kind of moves. Like, you know, that those like kind of jumps.
A bit like the show.
Yeah, which is, exactly. Just...
Game Gear had a competitive fighting game version, and it had a few of the bad guys. Here are some of the bad guys' names.
Come.
Beamcaster.
Oh, I hate him.
Goldar.
Yep.
Hornetron. Oozman.
I think I had that when I was a teenager.
Ivan Ectomorphicon. As you've been rewatching these, could you tell me what your favourite bad guy has been?
I mean,
you don't even know the name.
For me, it's not. The bad guys weren't what I loved. I loved the clay men. Because they were just forever.
There was never ending amount.
There were never ending amount, and I liked that. I liked that that was somebody's job in Japan.
Was being a goon.
Yeah.
Was like in Commando.
They just wear those, you know, those stupid things like guys wear now on stag days.
Morph suit, yeah.
Is that what they call them? Morph suit.
Mighty Morph suit. No, genuinely, like they're these tube socks, basically.
Yeah.
But they were grey and had like splodges on them and stuff.
But I mean, Rita was great.
In a terrible, terrible way.
Yeah.
But no, it's always fun seeing goons done, but there was one I watched where it's all about soccer, and so...
So the baddie is like a football player.
So close. The baddie is
David Beckham.
Can you guess? One more guess. Goalkeeper. The baddie is a football.
He's a football.
The baddie is basically an armadillo.
Oh my god.
Where obviously in the original Japanese thing it was just an armadillo, bad guy, but they decided to tie it into football, as in soccer, because... Soccer.
Well, yeah, sure.
Do you know, like, it wasn't like, oh my god, the armadillos are attacking. No. Football.
Football, yeah. How can we... It's like the writer's room in Power Rangers. It's just...
Yeah, but it was reverse engineering.
Yeah.
Like, so
We've got the ending.
We've got the... No, it wasn't even that. We've got the ending. We've got a bit of the first act and a bit of the second act. We need to make
like
this story together. It's a Sudoku. and it has to deliver a really, really pasty middle-class milquetoast message of every time, teamwork, don't do drugs, don't spit at your granny, don't kick a dog. And like, it was
there's
just
a
like,
needle bad guy, what should we do?
Don't tickle people with needles.
Yeah.
The show, honestly, as an adult... Takes on a whole new level of amazing.
It's great.
A whole new level of wonder.
I think you're referring to, football season, episode 58.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh no, this might have been the American football version. Oh no, is it? Let's have a look. Scroll down a bit for me.
I mean, this is...
I think it's
got a huge cult following because every episode is... We talk about good shows when they have their own Wikipedia page.
This has 14 Wikipedia pages, I think.
This has got wikis for every single series. Now, we went through them at the start, and if you haven't already tied a noose around your neck, you'll still be listening. Every episode's got loads of detail.
Can I give you some more names of the bad guys?
Yep.
Right, I'm just going to say a few of them. Obviously, Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa. Well
man
known.
And wife. Now, Lord Zedd's Jewish as well.
There's
Babu,
Finster, Master Vile, he was huge.
Classic.
The Tenga Warriors, the Putties.
That was them.
I can't believe I forgot the Putties.
The Cheeky Girls, they were in there.
In the movie, you had the Oozemen. I think they were
They
were important.
Well, because that was the whole premise of the film.
Because
Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze, yeah. He's and people dick. Have been bringing up Ivan Ooze because he looks like Apocalypse in the new version of X-Men Apocalypse. Because he's kind of this big purple blob.
He has a big chin.
What was the name of this guy?
That's Ivan Ooze.
No, the
goon.
The bad, golden-armoured, black-winged...
He had like a fit, yeah.
I just looked him up.
Mordant?
Rings a bell. No, he's the piggy one.
There's comics of this as well.
Oh, there was everything. Like, everything. Yeah. This was bigger than Barney.
Yeah,
and that's really saying something.
Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't.
Great.
Really?
Because what was great about it was that all of a sudden, it's Power Rangers, which you know and love
in Australia,
and now it looks fucking great. It's like budget. It's got money behind it.
It looked that much better. Let's look at the budget.
It looked really good.
The budget was $15 million, which compared to the TV show must have been galaxies ahead.
Yeah, $14,999,999. It made $66.4 million in the box office. It's good. And the other great thing about it is my favorite band, Van Halen, are on the soundtrack.
Shut up.
By Van Halen. Oh, that's what dreams are made of. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was the kind of show that had every single possible variety of bad guys. So let's try and list of where you can make a bad guy. There's evil clones of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, classic.
There is a version of a bad guy that's created by an object in your bag. So something you like gets turned into a bad guy.
Like a coaster.
Yes, that could get you.
I'm always carrying coasters around. The next thing you know,
they're little shuriken.
Slice my face off.
Any animal you can think of. Yeah. Literally any animal.
Or half of that.
Oh my god, it's Porpoise Man!
Rabbit foot.
Guy. He's come in a spaceship. Any possible... Like, honestly, the writers must have just looked around the room and gone, book guy. Book man.
Go for it.
Paper cut dude. Stephen Fry man. Must have genuinely happened, like, time and again, where they just went...
It's amazing.
Let's just fucking make it up, because who gives a shit? There are 50 episodes a season. They last a year. Yeah. And it got to the point after the first three seasons that they just replaced the Power Rangers as
well,
actors.
And some of the Rangers, as you were saying, some of the Rangers left. Jason, the original Red Ranger, he's out there. He's not in the film.
I think also it was just a case of, I'm exhausted.
But yeah, it's like, I don't have a day off.
But they realise it's easy just to replace them each time. So they just replace them each time in the latest.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they're only in it for like 3 minutes, an episode.
And also they can't stay teenagers for that long.
I remember only very recently finding out that... It was Japanese footage. I'll tell you something about me, Elliot. I don't regularly think about Power Rangers.
Liar.
Oh, until recently.
You're a massive liar.
Though I do want a Power Rangers morphin. I want the morpher. You must be, you know, the thing they put out, they go.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Mastodon!
Yeah, you want
Pterodactyl! Pterodactyl!
They say amazing kind of.
Triceratops!
Like punny. Because it was, they had covered fake mouths.
They can say whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, it's so, like ADR, the whole thing, just voiceover.
For this football soccer one, I wrote down some of my favourite, like, you know, puns, right?
Yeah.
So this is an example, and we could think of golf balls, and they do the same way. So golf balls would be like...
swing this into action.
So it's like, four! It would also be like, so here's soccer. So it starts off with
kick
classic...
the ball to the guy!
Kick him! No, it goes like this. So a classic start would be, let's do it.
And yeah, let's do this!
And then you press the button.
Mastodon! Pterodactyl!
This honestly what happens.
Yeah.
Game on.
Good.
Fine.
Referee whistle. Just one of them whistle.
Gladiators,
are you ready?
Let's play ball.
Good.
Actually baseball, but never mind.
Yeah.
This is genuinely something they say, and I'm not making this up. Let's come together and score one for the good guys. Who said that at any
let's
football
come
match
together.
Ever?
Sounds like somebody's mum said it. After the end of it.
Let's come together.
Let's all come together.
And score one for the good guys.
Sick of these bad guys ruining everything. Oh no.
Didn't they at some point, like, they had the... Because there was the guy with the flute dagger and...
Yeah.
There was another one which was a guitar. And there was a phase, I think, off the back of Power Rangers where you had teams that would combine together. So Captain Planet was a lot like this.
Care Bears. Loved Captain Planet as well.
That all had powers that came together. Like, they just loved it. Like, there was something about teams powering together becoming a bigger thing.
Here's a mega mix of every pun in the movie.
Okay, should we get the mic to it?
Yeah, let's get this. And turn this up. Here we go.
Eight ball, quarter pocket. Somebody called for an exterminator. Bad move, Sparky. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned.
Time to boogie with the bear. One order of toasted slime coming up.
He's out of there.
23 puns. That's
one of the one of the best things I've seen on the internet.
It's great.
That was amazing.
Every time,
let's play ball.
You know, it's like anytime it's like anything.
Okay, so a chicken's attacking you. What phrases do they say?
It looks like it'd be like, this guy cracks me up. You know,
I think the
what came first, the chicken or I kick your ass?
Be kind to strangers. Yeah. Be kind. Be kind. This guy is not excellent.
Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Boom.
This is fun. I'm going to do another one.
Yeah.
A giant beer can is about to attack you. It's transforming into a mega beer can.
Beer can.
Why won't this guy fizz off?
Yeah. How about you make like a tree and drink up? Or like, it's closing time.
That's good.
It's closing time. Or you could do...
Your bard.
Oh, your bard would be good. These all sound very British.
Yeah.
They're all really British-centric. Or like, you could go like, what up? Because it was the 90s. And just punch them.
That would be great. I've got to be honest, you're not my best bud.
Douche. Done. Probably the best ass-kicking in the world. Kick. Because it's a Carlsberg.
Referencing Carlsberg in America. Yeah, it's solid. Yeah, it's good. That's
probably
good.
Probably a lot of money for to be featured in the Power Rangers.
For 9-year-olds.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love drinking Carlsberg at 9.
And it always begins with, let's do it!
Let's do it!
No! I'm tired.
I've got a bone to pick with you, and it's a dinosaur that's made out of bones.
Brilliant.
It is so good. I mean, we need to find somebody who wrote the Power Rangers script.
No, I think they've gone now.
I've got it.
I think they went.
You think they went?
I think they've gone.
We lost them.
I think they just kind of just said, they just quit. They're all like hermits in Alaska right now.
So yeah, so Billy, he left the Blue Ranger. So he's in the movie. After the movie, he was like, enough's enough. Because there's a lot of homophobia on the set of Power Rangers, apparently.
A lot of homophobia?
Yeah. People saying the F word.
Something what?
Very nice.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he left. He was like...
He's a gay man.
The Power Rangers... Blue Rangers are gay, and he said, he's like, there's too much homophobia on Power Rangers. I can't handle it. There's too many slurs. People make me feel uncomfortable. Talking about what do you think of gay people. He's left. And now he's a producer. TV producer in LA.
What does he produce?
I can tell you that, actually.
Such solid gold hits as Power Rangers
in space. I think
he's
actually quite successful.
I would love it if he's like, you know, some kind of... You know, he produces Breaking Bad. I mean, that would be just great. You know, some really high-class madman stuff.
He's just turned around and said, what? David Yost.
You know...
He looks great.
He's not David Yost. There's a Yost guy who does...
He produced The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And who could forget Temptation Island.
Yeah.
And You Are What You Eat.
Yeah, so maybe not so good.
You don't confuse him with the other Yost who does Justified and is very, very good.
No.
By the way, they sometimes re-show the original Power Rangers.
Where?
Just on like American TV, but they re-version it. So so everything's been dubbed once in the Japanese version. And then sometimes they would dub over the actors anyway, so that's a double dub. But then when they redo it, they double that
dub. So many dubs.
So it's three dubs. So it's like, tri dub? It's a pretty good product. By the way, the Green Ranger was the guy with the pulled back hair.
He slipped back.
He looked pretty damn cool.
It was great.
It's Graham Yost who just Justified. Don't get confused.
Don't worry about it.
Don't get confused.
I was so confused.
You were so confused.
But yeah, so I mean like, it's great. It's so good.
Have you got any IMDb facts we want to blast?
Well, yeah, so I told you about the Yellow Rangers, why the Pink Ranger has a skirt, but the Yellow Ranger doesn't have a skirt. It's because there's a dude in the thing.
And also,
men,
frankly, women can wear trousers, that's fine.
Yeah.
There was one episode I watched where the pink power is too strong. Oh. You can't... The pink power, sometimes you can't... If you have too much pink power, it'll damage the universe.
One in the pink, one in the stink! Did he say that?
You're getting attacked by teenage sex? Is that...
I don't know.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Psh! Kaskadoosh!
Yeah.
Always wear protection!
Jurex, you're dead. I've got a Trojan to kick your face in.
What? just spitballing right now. I've got a Trojan to kick your face in.
That's brilliant. That's
time mark that. We can. I'm gonna make an intro for our show.
Copyright.
Yeah. Copyright Ross Drummond.
I'm gonna kick you right in the diaphragm.
Yeah, 16 weeks straight, 7 days a week.
Filming. What? That's really? 7 days a week?
Yeah, I told you that.
7 days?
6:30 to 6:30 p.m.
I thought it
12
was...
12-hour days, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Alpha 5 is the only actor to appear in every single episode of Power Rangers.
So Alpha 5 will appear and...
his
boss won't. Yeah, of course, right.
Because he's done in 4 days.
Oh, by the way, there are so many time warps. Often the game of an episode would be the big bad guy spinning back in time before the Power Rangers got created. And if you apply any sense of logic to that, it breaks the whole show.
This is great.
Go on.
Ernie was originally going to be Zordon in disguise, watching over the Rangers from the juice bar.
Ernie's the guy who looks
he's
over
the cafe.
He's essentially, you know, in it reminded me actually quite a lot of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, it does, that vibe of they're all hanging out in that place.
And they're all called like Zach and Joe Ashley and Mary Sue or whatever.
Yeah. Zoo Ellen.
I'm going to juice you! I'm going to put you in a blender.
Do you want fries with that?
Check, please.
Good.
Don't forget to tip. Do your homework!
You're really greasing my spoon!
Doosh, doosh, doosh. Don't you hate it when people grease your spoon?
Yeah, well, just like greasy spoon.
I don't know, but it's really bad. It's awful.
Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, was the first to coin the phrase, more phenomenal.
I do use that quite often.
I do as well, yeah.
It's funny how you pick up these phrases, you don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
And more phenomenal,
it's
now
like,
I think
you know,
about
it. How does that get into the lexicon of language? Yeah,
it's interesting. To be fair, that's a cracking word, more phenomenal. The word
more phenomenal
is more phenomenal. Undoubtedly.
Basically, like in the Japanese series, those people die and that's what's supposed to happen.
Yes.
And in the American one, they're like, no.
No one dies.
No one dies.
There's no result there. There's some really good, because we like to talk about this, really good episode titles. So let's go to the first season. I'll give you a few.
Go on.
I Guy. One is I with an I, the other one is EY.
E.
For Whom the Bell Trolls.
Yeah.
This one's less exciting. Happy birthday, Zach.
Well, happy birthday, yeah.
Power Ranger Punks, because punks. Foul Play in the Sky. Not,
is it birds?
No
is it chicken? Nope,
is
it chickens?
Nope, there's no.
Is it foul?
No, it's just about flying lessons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Switching Places.
Because Billy was the scientist. He was always coming up with crazy ideas, isn't he?
This one was a five-parter that goes green with evil, so... Part one.
Well, that's when they got the Green Ranger in.
Out of Control, Jason's Battle, The Rescue, Eclipsing Megazord, and Breaking the Spell, Itsy Bitsy Spider, The Spit Flower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone wants that, yeah. Wheel of Misfortune, Island of Illusion, The Rockstar. See what happens to The Rockstar.
Yeah. A Rockstar Man.
Oh, no, there is a Rockstar Monster.
Yeah, he's scary.
Oh, my God, there's a Rockstar Monster.
He's great.
How did I not find this one?
A Rockstar Monster's great.
A rock monster created by Scorpina. He can fire boulders that pinned his victims under them. Destroyed by the Mirror of Destruction.
Yeah, he's not a rock star. He's not like a rock and roll star. He's just made out of rocks.
Spitflower was a flower-eating insect monster. A zombie monster. A one-horned baseball-themed pixie monster. Good. That was Babe Ruthless.
It's good. It's baseball. Yeah,
it's classic. Hatchosaurus was a bird-slash-dinosaur monster. Pollutacorn was a winged unicorn monster. He was sent to litter the planet in response to a recycling drive. However, he's never actually seen causing pollution.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting. Octoplant, a plant monster planted by Squat. He's a terrible, unintelligent creature that would have tore the Earth apart if left alone. So many of these end with destroyed by Megazord, destroyed by the Ultrazord.
Yeah, well, he had to.
Destroyed by the White Tiger Zord for the second time.
Well, that's how it...
Grumblebee, a bee monster created by Finster when Billy was upset over getting...
Look out.
A bee. in grades. So if a bee's attacking you, what happens?
It's bees.
You get buzz
bee
off!
Buzz off, yeah. I've got a sting in my tail.
That's good. You better get some cream because this is going to hurt when I hit you.
I've got... The only thing... You're going to look great in other kinds of stripes. Is that referring to prison?
Garth, good.
It's deep, though.
Good.
A bit more layers to it.
I hope you're allergic to bee... No. Mm.
These punches are like malt vinegar. Because that alleviates the sting.
I'm actually starting to respect the writers more.
Like, yeah, it's hard. I mean, two guys on a Monday evening struggling
Don't reveal the Monday evening secret.
Well, then I don't know.
Oysterizer, an oyster monster awakened by Rita. That was all in the first season. The invenusable flytrap, a Venus flytrap monster created by Lord Zedd.
I just found an excellent piece of trivia. The name of the character Jason Lee Scott is considered to be an anagram.
Let's hear it.
Of that of the actor Jason Scott Lee.
Whoa.
Now I don't know if they know what anagram is.
Whoa. There is so much to unpack.
Guess. Come on, the great name of the character. What is that, Jason? Why don't we call the character Jason? Oh, it's just the same name. No, hear me out. I'm Jason Scott Lee. Right? Why don't we call my character Jason Lee Scott? That's an anagram.
By this logic,
yeah,
I could say to you that Jason is an anagram of...
Jason.
Yep. I'll rearrange your letters.
Yeah. Whoa!
Scrabble this. Trumpet Top, an illusion casting trumpet monster created by Lord Zedd.
Destroyed by Thunder Megazord.
Magnet Brain was a magnet monster created by Lord Zedd.
Lord Zedd?
Because
they had that big ball, didn't they?
But it was based on Billy's science project.
Called the Polarizer.
It was literally what was in their rucksacks.
Shit. Because he used to have that thing, he would like... Rita would have that thing, she would like look down the sky, wouldn't she? Because they like lived in clouds, basically.
Basically.
And she was like... And then they would go down.
I think my favourite that I haven't watched was... Showbiz Monster, a video camera monster created by Lord Zedd from a camera that was backstage at the Harvey Garvey Show. Imagine the crossover potential if Harvey
Sprina. Hey, most of my show is based in my car. Come sit in the back. My car's an anagram of my car. Harvey. I'm gonna drive you down.
Yeah.
Stay on the left lane, because you're right out of here. I hope you got insurance.
He just kisses his rep. That's Harvey all over, though.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a solid guy. That's why everyone loves him.
And so, I mean, I've talked about my memories.
You want some of mine?
Yeah, do you remember anything?
I remember being ultimately quite confused by the show.
Oh.
And more than anything else, I think what got me was the goody-two-shoes stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it. I had no... Compare this to the shows that I've liked before, Bucky Mice from Mars or, you know, Bucky O'Hare. This is Goody Two Shoes to the max. And it was kind of Barney the Dinosaur, sweeter than sugar bullshit.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I couldn't stand it. I was so bored by any bit where they talked. But I could not deny the rush of seeing them assemble. Who doesn't like things that connect to each other, like Lego, and
it's
then become a bigger thing?
Did you have any of the toys?
No, but I obviously must have known people who did, because I can remember
the construction.
That became a weapon.
But they had the ones, the actual characters, you pressed their chest, and their face was in it, and you press a button and it would flip to the ranger mode, so they'd be walking around in normal clothes, then whoosh, Power Ranger. That was good.
I mean, that's all you ever really want.
And I had the White Ranger Dragon, I remember it being... It folding up and...
Looking great?
Yeah, it was great.
Do you think there was ever a toy for Sinister Simeon, an ape monster created?
I don't remember any of the baddies, apart from maybe Rita.
No, you remember the big bads, not the actual, monster of the week nonsense, like Hydro Hog, the heavily armoured and deformed-looking monster who spoke like a swine.
Dave the accountant. He's got a tax bill that's going to make sure you pay.
Graham from HR is ready for business. He's got a P-45 with your name on it. He's going to make sure you're paying every ounce of national insurance.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, we could make a remake of British version of Power Rangers with like just like day-to-day tedium. Like 5P Bagman. It's a monster that's just created now with all the bags that people forget.
Oh my god, it's a flying saucer! And it could also be like a unwanted tax man.
Oh good. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Uber driver. Just loads of Toyota Priuses. Form together, we get Toyota on board.
But you never see them coming because they're so quiet.
They're so quiet, electric so car. Quiet, yeah. And economical. Mm. Your battery's gone flat! That's
So yeah, my memories of it was general bewilderment, but an undeniable sense of enjoyment when it did actually happen. But I wasn't fully on board with it as much as you were.
Yeah,
I definitely wouldn't ever have gone to see the movie. I thought it was a bit junky, but that didn't mean I wasn't enjoying it. But it was a little bit of a show that I was watching whilst I was waiting for another one.
Yeah,
basically.
You weren't like, oh, I made this stop. I mean, no, I'm sure.
I have no memory of Bulk and Skull. I'll say that.
No,
much.
I didn't until you pointed him out, and then I do remember his face.
I remember Skull. I remember the fat guy's face, Bulk.
I remember Skull.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the fat guy's called Bulk, in case you were confused who was called what.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And the skinny guy with the skull, he's called Skull?
Yeah, he's the only one with the skull, so that's what they call him, Skull. I have fond memories of it, but when you suggested the show, because I didn't suggest it.
No, you didn't.
I was like, okay, well, I'll see how I feel when I watch it. It's incredible viewing. Like, incredible viewing.
If you
listen to the show, it's well worth finding an episode. Like, a lot of them are kind of blocked by the appropriate license holders.
Really?
On YouTube.
Kids probably want to watch. Yeah. Because they're remastering.
That's what I'm saying. It's the revisioning they do, where they redub them and they do up the graphics. So that,
I don't want that, though.
No, not do I.
I want, like,
I don't want any of it.
But... I mean,
but you can find some stuff on YouTube and about like that's worth your time watching. Just, it's one of those shows that I can't go, oh, you've got to watch this episode.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Just pull the chain really and see what comes out. Because honestly,
you're gonna pull the chain. I'll see you in the bottom of the toilet.
Consider yourself flushed.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I was. Impressed is the wrong word, but I was surprised at how excited I was getting watching the show.
You're
as
like,
an adult.
Fuck, this is crazy.
It was not that it was too good for kids. It was.
I remember it like.
It had a level of ingenuity.
Do you not remember it making you hyper though?
I guess it did.
Because you were just
did.
Like, ah!
But what?
I want to do that.
But it's like trying to create art. Like you have to draw a painting of your mother. But you've got half a stick of charcoal.
Yeah.
And a glitter. Rubber duck.
Glitter.
Some glitter, half a broken chair, and some hair wax. Like, that's what... Then they make 50 of those episodes out of that. And you have to admire the ingenuity...
Oh, but it's also a paint by numbers.
Yeah, yes. By the way. And we've got no brown.
Yeah, no, no.
There's no brown.
No.
Good luck, but we can't use brown.
Yeah.
It's admirable in the constraints it had and producing something, and it's not the little show that could, but I think for the first episode when it came out, it was a little show that could.
And then it was just this evil monster.
It became this behemoth. This 18-season, never-ending list of bad guys.
Every type behemoth. Of, like, space... I mean, I don't want to see the... It looked so crap when it was on planet Earth and it was just stuff coming out the sea. The idea of them being police in space...
I know.
What the fuck? It's just all green screen.
Do you remember thinking a similar... I brought up Doctor Who earlier, but... So they had always been this really bright California sunshine.
Yeah.
And it's always like, you know, roller skates and milkshakes.
Sweet Valley High,
And then something would attack the fucking, you know, melon monster. And it would always be in a quarry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the Doctor Who
thing. Or like
in
like grassy knoll.
Yeah. But it always has enough room and there were no buildings around that you could have a perspective of looking up at these giant things. I remember thinking... This is always where bad guys fight.
Yeah, it does, definitely, because it was like, cut to...
Quarry.
The fight arena.
Yeah, it was never like, in downtown LA. No. And that's what you got in a movie, I guess, but...
Well, downtown Australia.
Or downtown, what's the name of the town? It was called, like, Blossom Hill or fucking ridiculous. I want to see if I can find it, but I probably can't. People who are listening to the show, who are big fans of the show, as in the original show, not us, who's a fan of us.
You're probably not listening to this. You're so furious by now.
You're too busy vomiting. But yeah, it has a ridiculous like little LA town name. But yeah, I actually really enjoyed this in a way that I haven't enjoyed shows that we've... Compare this to my reaction to Rugrats.
Yeah, this, Rugrats was like... Ugh.
This is a ball of energy.
We got some good feedback from people that were also like...
The fuck was Rugrats?
Yeah, you're right.
The fuck. Like, what, honestly...
The fuck, man.
Who is it for and why is it for?
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get this show.
It was of a time... I mean, you're not going to sit down and, like, re-go through it, like, with mates.
Well, this is why... This is where it falls down. It's not that it's bad, because it isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's just that I would never watch more than, like, one on a whim for fun.
Oh, God, no. I mean...
But compare this to Sabrina, you might go, I actually quite enjoyed that.
Sabrina's great.
I might have another one. Or, you know, oh, what about that one where this happens?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you couldn't do that.
You can't.
I mean, you could make up your own... Be like, oh, what about the... I wonder if there's one where this happens, and then find it.
Yes. Did you ever, when you were a kid, I used to... With my babysitter, I had a really cool babysitter called Alex, if you're listening, hello. Like you very much, you're great.
Do you fancy her? Is she fit?
I don't think I was of an age for that to be a thing. Right. She would, after watching Gladiators, just to kind of get us to get worn out, would just have a pillow fight where we pretend to be gladiators, and it would be me and my brother and whoever else just like hitting each other.
Yep.
And then you get exhausted after 5 minutes and fall over.
Then you pass down.
Power Rangers was the kind of thing you played, you pretend to be a Power Ranger in the schoolyard.
Mm.
And that we haven't really talked about that sort of thing, but this was definitely that. And you didn't get that with Rugrats. I want to be Tommy because I'm fucking irritated.
Why would you want to be something? You're when you're young, all you want to be is older.
Mm. I want to be Hey Arnold. Younger?
Move a football head.
I got it. I do you're get great. It. But I just don't feel like it's. Sabrina
is a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show, but the Sabrina can be enjoyed when you're young and when you're older, whereas like we keep holding up like it's the fucking zenith of movie TV making. But
one of the greatest TV shows I've ever made.
I saw a gig of yours, your amazing band, that you share with Matthew Ribeiro.
Yeah,
and Pete. Yeah. Called Cheat Meat. And you were wearing a Sabrina the Teenage Witch t-shirt.
I was.
And I glowed with pride. And I really, I said to you before, I said to you after the gig, but before we met tonight, that there should have been a Robots, but there should be a Robot Wars reference at the end of every one of your gigs where you shout,
Cease!
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm going to try and come up with some more Power Rangers puns.
Am I going to do it?
Yeah, you'll get you on.
Oh my God, it's Guitar Man!
See you in Shred Hell. You're a Fender. Fender Twattercaster.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've got a new Gibson. Riff on punching.
Oh, yeah. Why don't I plug you in a space?
Why didn't he sign the Geneva Peace Accord?
Oh, God. I'm amped up.
Your face is going to be orange, like the speaker system.
The orange amps.
Yeah, I don't like orange amps. Great stuff.
Very good. What are you going to give it out of 1,990, Alistair?
Did it. 1,600.
Whoa! 1,600.
Actually quite high.
It is high.
It is high. I think
it's so bad.
It's an impossible show to actually pick apart.
It's just crazy.
How dare you say it's bad?
Yeah. And it was so 90s.
Who are you to say the show is bad?
It's like the American dream.
This
We're
is a show.
Exploiting the Japanese.
We're exploiting young actors.
We're exploiting the young.
You want
CV? We're exploiting children.
You'll sign on for one season, which lasts 8 years.
Yeah.
I think what it is about the show is it's impossible not to enjoy. You can't pick it apart. It's silly and it's stupid. And it is just sugar. It's just TV sugar. And I admire the sheer ferocity of it. How about you? Out of 1,990.
I'm going to give it 1,650.
Whoa! You picked me by 50?
Yeah, I liked it more than you.
I think that's fair.
Because I liked the movie.
I think you
the one we watched that clip of the movie with the puns.
Oh, I got
it. Doesn't look as good as I remember.
Surprisingly
in my head is like Blu-ray. Like pristine, like 4K.
Oh.
I was like, oh no, it doesn't look as good as I remember. But it's okay.
There was another movie where it was like Turbo Power Rangers. But
fuck that. This was like full cinema release. This is huge.
Made a lot of money. More importantly, they are rebooting Power Rangers movie. Lionsgate are making a new movie now. They just announced the Pink Ranger.
But like,
who's probably gonna be signed up for 8 groats a day and slap me in the face? Probably not. We love you, Lionsgate.
We do.
And it made a load of money. But it's funny, because the franchise never went away, it's still on TV.
Still, it never stopped.
That it works. It's like if someone released what's another franchise that's never really gone? Oh, wait, Transformers. There's an example of that never going away. In many ways, it's surprising that they haven't given this a shot before.
Power Rangers, Transformers. I mean, Power Rangers is Transformers, basically.
Yes, of a fashion. But it's teamwork and like more...
Shia LaBeouf to be the Red Ranger.
God, that's a great idea. Have you seen that video of you can do it? Just do it.
No. I mean, I have.
But you would never watch
so it. So much of... So he's just a crazy person.
He's a nutter.
Shia! Have you ever interviewed Shia LaBeouf?
No, I don't think you interview Shia LaBeouf.
Were you ever in a room with him?
He interviews you.
Oh, yeah?
No, I've never interviewed him. But one of these days. One of these days.
Wish another star.
So thank you for listening.
Sorry, once again, for the sound issues. Don't tweet us and complain. I know it doesn't sound great.
It never does.
We will soon. One day. I got 2 new cables coming. I ordered them whilst we did this.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Cable monsters attack!
See you at XLR hell!
Get wired!
Oh, good. Looks like your soldering iron's broken.
Consider your face plugged.
Oh, yeah. How about you jack to jack out of here?
Why didn't you jack to jack off? Yeah. Come on.
No, because it's PC. PG.
Oh, you're right.
PG show. Come on, don't go blue.
As we are, obviously.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been the 1990s podcast, also known as 1990s
Problems. We'll be back soon.
Shortly. We have some really great titles coming up. Should we reveal a few things we've got planned?
We've got a special guest. We're going to do...
We've got some really great shows. I'm really excited about it.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited about Noel's House Party.
Noel's House Party. I'm very excited about.
I'm also excited about Big Break.
It's only a game.
I'll be snookering you.
Tonight!
To be fair, when the snooker monster attacks, you probably might say, yeah. I'll be snookering you.
I've got him queued up.
To be fair, there is a bit in the movie where he says...
Where he goes, quarter eight ball thing.
Whatever.
And all he does is he kicks the guy into a specific corner of a tomb.
As you do.
Hmm.
So we've got a few things. That's just a couple of samples.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in surround sound.
Surround sound. 5.1.
5.1. Just the way podcasts your mama used to make.
Exactly.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you, and as always...
You're very attractive.
Thank you. So are you.
Ross.
You sexy beat!
You're looking great today!
That's really weird.
What's that scent?
I'm gonna moisturize you into tomorrow!
Is that Tommy Hilfiger?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches, and keep dancing.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.